When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
NITV's flagship program, The Point, is returning after a short break. And joining us to give us some insights into The Point's programming for the rest of the season is The Point co-host, Jean-Paul Junkie. Jean-Paul, thanks for joining us and welcome to NITV Radio.
Thank you for having me. Always great to be on NITV Radio.
What can viewers expect from the new, actually the one airing tonight, Tuesday the 24th, because one program was already aired since The Point returned, but there's one specific one tonight on NITV.
Yeah, tonight it's episode 9 of our 2024 road trip for The Point. So we spent the year going back out to community following last year's referendum in October. And this is episode 9, and we're in Darwin. So tonight's episode, it focuses on the issues based around Darwin and the Northern Territory, in particular young people caught up in the juvenile justice system. Tonight on The Point, we talk to three very impressive women who all have a different role when it comes to the justice system. We talk to Katie Kiss, who's the Social Justice Commissioner in Queensland, from Queensland, but she was appointed a few months ago as the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner. We have a human rights lawyer, Dr. Hannah McGlade, who represents Australia at the UN and has been very vocal in terms of the incarceration of young people. And we have a lady who heads up the Northern Territory Police Aboriginal Justice Unit, in the Northern Territory, Leanne Little, who is really, she's the former NT Australian of the Year, but again, she's working on the relationship between the NT police force and the Aboriginal people of the Northern Territory to find a solution and a way forward to a better relationship.
Yeah, and this comes at a time when actually a new government has just been ushered in. New government is looking at reversing some of the progressive policies that had been implemented by the outgoing government. And
So the change of government has brought in some new rules around the incarceration of children, bringing the minimum age of down to 10, so the ability to be able to send 10-year-olds to jail, to lock them up. So we talk about that. Hannah McGlade and Katie Kiss say that all reports indicate that locking up children doesn't work. It doesn't lessen the numbers of children that are kept in jails as they go through their adolescent life. That they both argue that there are better ways to deal with youth justice or the youth issues that are currently happening in Australia, and they fear that locking up children will increase the numbers of young kids in our juvenile justice centres. And really, all three of them are arguing that there, regardless of who's in government, there needs to be a rethink of the relationship between those police forces, the justice system, and Indigenous communities, for Indigenous people to have a greater say and a seat at the table in the issues that affect them.
Yeah, and now the rest of the season, not a very long way to go. It's a short period, a few months ahead. What can viewers expect from the rest of the season of The Point?
The rest of the season, we conclude our road trip. So we've gone around, as I said at the start, we've gone around Australia seeking the views and the issues and the voices of First Nations community. Tonight's episode is from Darwin. Next week, we're coming from the Torres Strait. And our final road show will be from the Aboriginal community of Hope Vale, which is on Cape York Peninsula. And then we conclude the year with an in-studio show that is focused on around the anniversary of the referendum in October last year, where we talk about where Australia has found itself a year after a national vote for a voice to Parliament and the recognition of First Nations people in our constitution. And we conclude the show by talking about what's happened in that year and what's the future hold for Indigenous peoples as we head to a federal election sometime next year.
Yeah. Obviously, we'll catch up later during this season to get more insights into more episodes as they're about to air. But what are you personally most excited about the rest of the season?
Yeah, look, I'm really excited that we are able to bring First Nations voices to a national conversation when it comes to First Nations issues. And I encourage all listeners to, you know, if they want to learn more about First Nations issues, to watch NITV, listen to NITV radio, but watch The Point and hear the issues and the aspirations of First Nations leaders directly from those communities. Some of them are the same, you know, the cost of living, housing affordability, they're the same as what we experience in the metropolitan areas, but there are ones that are unique to Aboriginal people who live in regional and remote places of this country. So I encourage and invite everyone to enjoy and join NITV on whatever platform you can and find out more about Indigenous issues.
Jean-Paul Janke, thank you very much for taking the time to join us on NITV Radio. And again, congratulations on bringing to us really outstanding stories week in, week out.
Thank you, and always great to chat.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.